18 minutes past three and the ANC Land Summit has resolved that farm dwellers' land claims be settled immediately and title deeds be given to the claimants. The governing party held a land summit over the weekend. EWN reporter Quanita Hunter has the details for us. She's with us now. Quanita, good afternoon to you. Please just start by giving us a bit more detail on how these 22,000 farm dwellers' claims are likely to be handled.
Well, the ANC held its land summit, as you said, Joanne, this weekend, where it discussed a number of issues. The one issue of obviously being the hot topic of expropriation of land without compensation. The other issue of farm dwellers. It spoke about communal land and also just a general need for land sort of redistribution, whether it's rural and urban land. Now, the resolutions of this land summit were a bit broad. So if you ask for specifications, as we did today at the media conference, I think the party still needs to kind of ratify these resolutions and sort of, you know, clean it up and come up with a final product of what their position, their final position on land reform will look like going forward. They have given an undertaking that that will happen this weekend at the ANC's National Executive Committee meeting. But I do think that from where the party was in December at its conference to now, it really had done quite a bit to solidify their positions on the different elements of land reform.
So, Quanita, it just gives a sense of this. I mean, I see delegates called for farm evictions to stop right away. How do they intend to intervene to make sure those stop immediately?
So the one element of that was to sort of legislate it. You know, we understand that there is some legislation that's in limbo somewhere in Parliament with regards to the cessation of the evictions of farm dwellers. And the ANC now saying that, you know, we know where the problem areas are. Let's now enforce the laws. And where there's no laws, let us draft legislation to sort of, you know, create the outcomes we desire. So, for example, the expropriation bill that's also been in limbo in Parliament, it wants it to be passed. They've introduced something called a land redistribution bill, which they say needs to, you know, get along in Parliament and then effectively signed into law by the president. So the party saying that, okay, we always talked about amending the constitution with regards to section 25, you know, so that it can allow for expropriation of land without compensation. They're saying now, after sort of analyzing it, getting legal opinions, we heard advocate Thembeka Ngwetobi also giving his input to the summit, and the ANC now saying that no. For now, we can go ahead with expropriation of land without compensation because the Constitution does not restrict us. The Constitution is not anti-transformative, so we can do it in the ambit of the Constitution. Yeah. But for now, we need clear and solid legislation to allow all of these things to be in place. So, for example, you said about the farm dwellers, they're saying now let's push some law into the in that regard so that there's some sort of firm legislation, the same way with regards to expropriation of land, where it's good in principle. They need to sort of get the nuts and bolts in place, and that's why they said the NAC meeting will then discuss it and fine-tune it. The other thing, Joanne, I think is very important to mention is the issue of communal land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, communal land is a very interesting discussion. We know that there's been some sort of drama around the Ingonyama Trust.
Yes.
In KwaZulu-Natal. We know that the sole trustee of that is the king, Zwelithini.
Yes.
And so the ANC now saying that, you know, what should their position be with regards to communal land and land tenure? And it was very, very interesting that the most controversial remark from this entire land summit came from former President Kgalema Motlanthe, who said, you know, in some rural areas, traditional leaders act like tin-pot dictators when it comes to land. Mm. And he kind of upset many people in this regard. And so the ANC saying, no, for now, let's just shelve that issue. We need to meet with traditional leaders and we need to come up with some sort of coherent view with regards to communal land.
All right. Lots of controversial sub-issues within this much bigger subject. Thanks so much for wrapping that so well for us. Quanita Hunter, EWN reporter. 702.